Steve and Jill here.
Hey.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about what to do when you can't find a data set for a mailable county.
I'm going to sneeze. Nope, we're good. Sorry. I'm like, can I talk?
This week, it's like most popular questions week. Jack, I can't find this data set. I could find it for the county over. I can't find it in Redfin, and I can't find it in Realtor.com. But I know it's in Zillow. What do I do? It's a very valid question. And it's like looking at chocolate cake through glass. It's like, I know it'll work. I have all the answers, actually.
I have never heard of that. What is that? Like, up against the window, yep. I want the chocolate cake. What that? That's funny. Did you make that up, or is that a thing?
Yeah, just now.
Oh, that's good.
Very I just cool. Watched this video on YouTube. This guy...
chocolate cake through glass.
This guy sits his toddler down and puts a... did you see this?
No.
It went viral. Sits his toddler down.
Oh, no.
And puts a bowl full of, Skittles or M&Ms. You know, a big bowl, like big as their head. And says in his super, in her nicest way, oh, sweetheart, I got to take this phone call. Don't eat this. I'll be right back. And it goes on. There's like, she only can take it for like 3 minutes, and it's just pure torture.
Aww.
And she's tiny. She's really little.
That's not nice. What's the grown-up version? Here's a grown-up version. Oh, no. I put down a bottle of scotch, and there's just like a little bit at the bottom. All of it's gone. You're like, oh. I wish I hadn't even thought about scotch. Now I'm thinking about scotch. We don't have enough scotch. Shoot. I could see you trying to, like, get every last drop.
Well, I think there's a lot of grown-up versions of temptation that we could talk about, too, that, you know, you see it, but you can't have it.
Hello. Not where I was going. Well, I got it. Yeah, okay, I get it. Let's get back to the data.
Yeah. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Julius wrote, hello, everyone. My name is Julius, and I'm just jumping into land investment 100% fresh. I like that. It's a great way to put this. I've been thinking about it for my own personal property purchases for a while now, but after some research, I found this business model to be rather incredible. I'm currently a grad student, so I'm in the process of saving up to join Land Academy, and I have some extra capital for the actual mailers and deals when the time comes. Thank you, Julius. You're doing it correctly, and I really appreciate that.
Me too.
So my question is this. For someone who's totally new, how would you recommend someone who has a couple of months to prep make the most of their time doing so before diving in? What are some good resources to really map out the process and maybe even get a feel for searching for, scrubbing, and playing with some data? I'd also be super grateful to get the chance to speak with someone who's been through it to see how they learn from those first steps. In any case, it's a pleasure to be here and very excited to start. Thank you very much and wishing everyone all the best. Cheers, Julius. He's already in the right place.
Yeah, you did. That's what I was just going to say. You took the first step. And then there's a bunch of people in Land Investors that go on to say, hey, give me a call. I'll tell you exactly what to expect and what to do. And, you know, to other members.
That's so nice.
And the moderator, too.
Yeah.
So you've already taken the first right step, which is to reach out. And then you've got a plan.
Yeah.
Not only do you have a plan, you have like a pre-plan and a pre-plan to that. So you're going to do great at this. Yeah. I did come across this other, this is a good time to bring this up. Came across this other person who was struggling in our group, and this example or analogy came to me. If you're the kind of person your entire life who loves to go to the library and read books, please don't join a group about how to successfully go camping outdoors and live outdoors on the land. If this is so far, if the actual use of Excel doesn't come natural to you, and data and understanding data and then walking on a piece of land, if none of that stuff excites you, in fact, you'd really just rather go quilt or scrapbook, this isn't going to work. See what he says here, Julius says here, or him or her?
already thinking about doing it for personal use, already, which is great.
He's like, I looked into it. I thought about it. I'm already into it. I'd like to look at a data set and maybe practice on it. You know, that's very, very intelligent, pre-thought stuff.
Yeah. It's not like I'm bored. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for something to do to spend my time when I'm not doing X, but not too much time. Because I do enjoy my free time. Yeah, he's doing something great. I hear what you're going with that.
I just talked to my sister on the phone because I got her, my nephew, I got her son an internship with Kitchell. It's a huge construction company because he's about to graduate from Michigan State in construction management, and he needs to do an internship to complete his degree. And Kitchell, specifically Hardison Downey in Arizona, has these internship programs, paid internship programs. Actually, it's pretty amazing. I didn't realize it. They didn't have that stuff when I was a kid. Or maybe they did, and I was too silly to...
Yeah. I'm sorry, sweetie, you didn't make the cut.
Yeah. That's
more likely. Oh, yeah, they've been going on forever. How do you think I got started? Oops, sorry.
My sister just gets... I've been talking to her a lot lately. Mm-hmm. Usually we don't talk this much, but because of this. Anyway, she just got all these awards again. She's a very successful real estate agent in Traverse City, Michigan. And I was talking to her, and I said, you know, what the heck? Like, this is the craziest time in real estate that all of us have ever seen. She said, usually there's 1,500 properties on the market because we're coming into spring now. We're in the out of the thickest winter, and that's her real estate season. She said there's 100. So I said, what is it with you? I've had this conversation with her before. Why do you, every year you win an award, multiple awards this year, and then the vast majority of real estate agents never make a dollar. And then when you read the news, it's like, well, the average income for a real estate agent is $60,000. No. It's $3.2 million for my sister, and it's zero for everybody else. And then there's 13 people in the middle.
I understand.
And she said this. You either get it or you don't. You either jump right into it. She's like, my first year I did 42 deals or something like that. And the vast majority. And she said the real reason is everybody thinks you can do this part-time.
I agree. I concur.
Or they get their real estate license to buy their own deal to save 3%, buy their own primary house. So that's the same thing here. You have to, if you're going to make a commitment and do what it takes.
He already is. You're doing everything right.
He absolutely is.
Save your money. Do it right. I've told people, we're not going anywhere. Yep. We've been here for years. We're not going anywhere. And we'll be here when you're ready. And every time, and for anyone that's listening that's in the same boat as Julius, I tell you, you haven't missed it. Because you know what's going to happen in 6 months from now? We're going to have a better way to do X, fill in the blank.
Yep.
We'll come up with a new solution. We'll solve, like today, some of the data things that we're talking about are not going to be issues in 6 months. Wait for it. It's coming because you're going to solve it.
Exactly. I'll tell you if you really want to, I'll tell you, if you want to practice, Julius, contact a county, any county, the bigger the better, like an urban county, or go on the their website and see if you can find the assessor's tax roll. And so you will get, and they will either, it'll either be free or you'll have to pay some nominal fee to get it in a data form so you can download it and work with it. And it's going to be grueling. You're either going to get through
it.
You know, don't let it turn you off. But I'll tell you this, here's my challenge to you. If you can get that data, which is a gobbledygook mess, even for me, this is how I started. And make it into a usable form, and then send some mail out just for fun. This is long before you ever join, just to see what's going to happen. You will smash it out of the park if you can get to that point.
Just by learning how to manipulate it, and learning what all the columns are, learning all the different zoning, you'll get your feet wet. That's actually a good idea.
Just take that data. That's step one. Step two: do a mail merge. Go on YouTube. Figure out what a mail merge is. Go to offers2owners.com, which Joe and I own. Download those templates, all the templates, and work with them.
Do a practice little something. Yep. That's a good idea.
And if you can get raw data from the county into a mailer and then get it out through O2O, you don't have to be a member to use O2O, and get some deals back, then you need to join Land Academy.
He will. He's saving and he's doing it.
Because you're that. This excites me.
I'm
this
so glad.
This is the right way to do this.
Today's topic, what to do when you can't find a data set for a mailable county. This is why you're listening.
Okay.
I'm going to interview you.
I can start or you can start.
I'm going to start. So here's, you want to set me up and then I'm going to ask you questions. Give me the scenario, like explain exactly what we're talking about.
So if you imagine yourself on the internet scrolling through, you know, there's a picture of the United States, you scroll down to a state, you scroll down to a county, and you start moving through that state and looking at each county. Each of those counties, why is it a county? It's county because that's how the tax situation, so in this country, that's how the tax situation. If you get, you pay taxes to your county, not typically not to your city. I don't know of any situation where you pay city taxes, not real estate, I mean real estate taxes. Maybe in Texas. Anyway, there's three scenarios for that county that you're going to run into. Number one, this is the most amazing situation I've ever been in. I have all the data. It's on redfin.com. It's on realtor.com. I can see it on Zillow, and I can get call the county, and I can get the data set just like we were talking about. That is, you're all set. That's mostly urban counties. Number two, I see the data on Zillow. It's very complete, but I don't see it in the data sectors for Redfin or Realtor.com. And the data download, not just scrolling through, but the Redfin and Realtor.com have separate areas where you can go to download their data. Number three, there's just nothing here. This is like Arkansas and South Dakota and a few other places. There's only three things that can happen. Number one's very urban. Number two, you got half the data. Number three, there's just nothing.
All right. Can I start asking questions now? You set this up. All right. I'm dealing with the tough one. I'm new and I'm stumped. And I can't get any data even to figure out how to price this stuff.
Find another county.
All right.
Find a county that's got data that's easy to practice on.
That's good. That flows into number two.
When you learn to drive, you don't learn to drive a semi. You learn to drive a little compact car with some stinky old person next to you because they can't get a better job than just to be a driving instructor.
So what are other reasons that I might move on to another area other than no pricing data?
Well, you can't. I'm going to explain how to get the data.
I'm going to get to how to solve. You want to jump to how to solve
this? The reason
that
you would go to an easy county if you're brand new is because, again, you don't want to learn how to drive a semi before you learn how to drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep going?
Yeah. Well, so what are other areas that I would move on? Just I'm new. I can't find it anywhere at all. There's no data. And when I go to try to download it, like data tree, I mean, would there be, I'm going to find assessor data most of the time, 99% of the time.
Okay. There's two types of data sets. What I'm talking about, the red, green, yellow test.
Just for picking county and pricing a county.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
So there's going to be those three things I said.
Okay, cool. And then are there ways, what if I have one of them but not all three? Can I work with that?
One what?
What if I can find some data, a little bit, maybe 10 land properties in Zillow, and then I went to LandWatch, and there's a few there, but there are obviously all these investors. I don't know how they're pricing stuff. Can I work with that?
No, if you're new, just move on. I'm really serious. If you're
it's good.
If you're new, find a county that has the data, has a perfect data set, like we teach in all the programs, so you can get a mailer out.
Right.
That passes the red, green, yellow test. It's not that hard.
Right. This is just you're pre-picking a county, and you're doing what this is. It's like we have a checklist when we're picking a county. We have checklists when we're doing due diligence to buy a property. All throughout this whole business, there's checklists. And one of the things you need to have is, can I reach the county? Are they accessible? Can I get good numbers? Is there, what's for sale? What's not for sale? You know, what's for sale? How many have sold? So this is all about getting around bad data. And this, you know what's so funny? I think we're talking about this, but there really is only one easy, good solution, which we still do to this day, that I think people don't believe us. People come to us every Thursday on a call, or often, maybe once or twice a month. They say, all right, I'm racking my head against the wall here. I know I live this area in Colorado is great. It's hot. Things are moving. I can see it, but doggone it. I'm still having trouble pricing. We're like, so what? Go one county over. Really? Yeah. Why not just go one county over? This one looks great. Look what's moving over here. Look at all this information that you have and that information. Why are you trying to hit your head against the wall over that? And sometimes too, people are like, things like, I would be able to do great in this area, but we pull it up on a land selling source. And I say, why do you want to swim in this pool? There are 1,800 properties for sale. Do you really want to be one of 1,800? Hell no.
And that's what the red, green, yellow test is. It smokes out those statistics, namely days on market. You want a real low days on market. New list to sold. That's what Jill's talking about. If there's in the universe of property in County X, 14% of the actual properties that's for sale, you just don't even, there's just too much property. It's a sea of for sale property. Too many people are there. You don't want to do that. That's not that common.
I would like to add that, because some people don't know this. Not every MLS, not every county in the United States is covered by an MLS. And not only that, are there MLSs that necessarily share that information? For example, is it Redfin Realtor? Which is the one that you can look at really easily and see grayed out areas?
Redfin.
Okay, that's not participating information. It may be only at the local level for agents in those areas. And you know what? That could change in 6 months. It could change in six days. So that's the part, right. I want to make sure everybody
knows. Here's what she means. Let me be super clear. Okay. If you go to redfin.com, scroll up as high up to an altitude as you can, and you're going to see the urban areas are yellow, which means there's coverage there. And then if you scroll around and get to a more rural area, it'll be grayed out. That is because it's a different MLS. There's not just one MLS in the whole country. There's, I think, 300 and it's either 344 or 800. There's a lot. So some of them aren't interested in participating with Redfin, or Redfin doesn't care, because Redfin only really cares about the high velocity areas like Houston or, you know, Phoenix or any urban area. Their coverage is pretty good and it's continually getting better, but they don't have data for more rural markets. Well, we like rural markets, so you're not going to find the data that you want to make those kinds of decisions by clicking through Redfin. Great, let's move on to Realtor. Same thing. Realtor covers right now about 1,200 of the 1,344 counties. Why? I don't know. I'm not sure why. Sometimes you can isolate land. Redfin's really good about this. Realtor.com, not so much, because real estate agents don't focus on land. What do you do? That's right in the title, Jack. What do we do? You learn how to extrapolate data from places like Zillow.com by using scraping tools. And this is very advanced, and if you're new, don't do this. If you're rolling along and you've got a staff and you're looking for new places to buy property, this is for you, and it's not that hard. So please go onto YouTube or look back into our stuff, into our Thursday calls, and you'll see, I think it's about 8 weeks ago, I do a whole demonstration on how to scrape property data, completed sales and active sales property for land only on Zillow, using a very inexpensive scraping tool, and it works. Is that the only way? No, there's all kinds of other ways. There's data experts out there that can get this data for you.
I'd like to add that you don't have to do this to be successful. This is you're either really bored, you're hung up on an area,
or you're
making so much money, you're like, hey, let's just see if we can solve this problem over here.
If you're already making $500,000 or $800,000 net a month, or some crazy number like that, and you want to double it,
right?
And so you can afford the time, or the additions to your staff, whether outsourced or in house, to figure this all out. My point is this: you can get the data. It's just, if you're new, get it the easy way. If you're really advanced, the way I just described might work for you. Will work for you.
And I would argue too that there's plenty of advanced members who say, I'm not doing that.
Me too.
Why would I mess with a good thing? I'm doing just fine.
We have advanced members that have been working in a single county their entire career and killing it.
And it's a county we probably all heard of, and it doesn't matter.
They've got
it all figured out. They have a system. It works out great. So that's my final point, is you're not missing anything. You don't need to get to this level. You're not nuts. Move on, and then You know, like I say, when you get these offers sometimes, you're like, I don't know if I want to buy this. Well, push it down on the list. So if this is bugging you, push it down on the list. And 6 months and a year from now, you're going to go, oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm too busy making money to even care about that area anymore. Thank you.
I'll leave you with
correct.
This. I'll end on this. The data is always there. It depends on how bad you want it, number one. It's always there. And it depends on who you want to hire to get it out of there and get it into a format that you can use. I know a lot about this because these data sets that we all have didn't exist when I started. I had to go to the county and walk in and with a CD and sometimes a floppy disk, believe it or not, and sit down in a terminal and figure it out. And so I know how to pull out data that's it's tough to get. Number two, does it really matter? If there's a prop, I use Arkansas because it's real. Arkansas is packed full of counties that are anti-advancement of anything. But you can still get the data set there if you walk in. If no one's ever mailed Arkansas, ever, because it's so hard to get the data, and nobody has ever thought about buying and selling property, what do you think's going to happen if you send out an offer for $1,000 a property, for every single property once you get that data set in there? You're going to smash it out of the park. So it doesn't really matter if the data is available on the internet. What matters is how hungry are you to get in there and get it.
I agree. Happy you could join us today. Five days a week. You can find us on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called Where to Start When Starting a Business and Without Fear. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I lost myself. Oh, yeah, you did. It was going into, and here's another thing, and here's another thing, and here's another thing. So, and I love you.
All right, sorry.
But I'm like, I have my talk today in a little bit, and I'm going to be late. And this is okay. All great information, but you know what? We do this 5 days a week. We can save some for tomorrow. Okay. It's not a once-a-month show. Sorry, and I'll, if it's once a month, oh, baby, we'll sit here for 5 hours if you want. You need to send out a few thousand offers to property owners like us. Check out offers, the number two, owners.com. Offers2owners.com. No setup fees, free mail merge, and exceptional customer service. We should know because it's our company. Give offers to owners a call today. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.